You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
The late French biologist Dr. Mirko Beljansky uncovered the link between environmental toxins and carcinogenesis when he was working at the Pasteur Institute in Paris. And today, more and more scientists are coming up with the same conclusions that pollution, toxic chemicals, and heavy metals are the root cause of modern chronic diseases, including cancer. It's an honor to have his daughter, Sylvie Beljansky, on Wellness for Life today. She is the author of Winning the War on Cancer, The Epic Journey of a Natural Cure. And she also serves as vice president of nonprofit, the Beljansky Foundation, which is based in New York City. So great to have you here on the show, Sylvie.
Thank you, Dr. Bennett. Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? I really have got to tell you a story about our meeting. You know, you and I met in person at the Anti-Aging Show in December, and I went to your booth, and that was one booth that really stood out for me because you had a formula called OncoBell Pro, and your studies that you and your father has worked with regarding the natural extracts that are effective on cancer cells. I actually got one of those packets because I have a patient that, like many of us, you know, I do not treat cancer. I'm not someone that claims to treat cancer. I don't. I just have a lot of patients who have, you know, various ailments who also have cancer. So when one of my patients who came in who had arthritis disclosed to me that he also had prostate cancer, and he's had radiation treatments back in May of 2016 and early 2017, they thought it was a successful cancer treatment. But early in 2017, his PSA started to move up, you know, and usually what PSA numbers, you want it below a 4.0, preferably close to one. But this gentleman, his numbers were creeping up from 4.0 to 5.9 to 6.0. And even December 1st of 2017, right before I met you, it was at 6.29. So it's creeping up. Well, when I went to your booth and you shared with me a lot of the wonderful herbs that are that will help with selectively, you know, helping with cancer cells, I thought, you know what, it's an herbal remedy. I want to try it, and for my patients, so I got one box of OncoBell Pro, and he started taking it, which was in the beginning of February, right after that first PSA test. Well, for the first time in the last year and a half, it's gone down 14% from 6.29 to 5.42. He just did the lab test in January, and it was right after taking the formula. I know this is anecdotal, but I just had to tell you the story.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that you have good results, and doesn't come. So much, I mean, delighted, but I am not so much surprised because the research done by the Beljansky Foundation has been very thorough, and we have been researching every ingredient which is in this product. So we feel very comfortable that the research is there, and the research has shown that has confirmed that every ingredient, the Paupera, the Revolvia vomitoria, and the ginkgo, golden ginkgo, have excellent anti-cancer properties. This research was done at Columbia University on prostate, and it was very, very encouraging to see, you know, that you experience as a doctor confirmation of the research that was conducted at Columbia University in vitro and in vivo, and everything has been published, and it is available on the website of the foundation.
I know. I mean, when I found that out from my patient, of course, he was delighted because with someone who's had seed radiation, they can't go back and do that, do it again. It's not a treatment of choice. And the second one would be also taking the prostate out is not a choice as well. Apparently, after doing seeding radiation, the tissues are not viable to be able to take out, apparently. But this was a really, really positive experience. And we're just going to continue. And I ended up ordering more, obviously, for the gentleman. And we're excited about that. Let's talk a little bit about your book. I know I believe that there's a brand new book being published this year, 2018. So tell us a little bit about why you wrote it and what was the passion? You know, what is it that you want to share?
Well, I wanted to write this book, Winning the War on Cancer, because I wanted to provide people with, you know, an inspiration and hope, some ideas about how to improve their health and let them know that, you know, we don't have to lose the war on cancer. We are not doomed. There are natural solutions out there. We can increase our prevention in the first place. And there are a lot of things, you know, we can do. We don't have to lose the war on cancer. This is a winnable war.
Well, you know,
despite the numbers, because when you look at the numbers from the, you know, the World Cancer Research, you see that the number of cancer is going to double by 2030. The American Cancer Society says that fewer Americans are getting cancer, but when you look closely at the numbers, it's more about prevention than really improvement of the treatments. But, I mean, this is all the stats, but within those stats, there are things that we can do individually when we get the proper information.
Right, right. I, you know, like I said earlier in the intro, regarding your father, that he believed in the pollution in chemicals and chemicals that are carcinogenic. Well, this was many, many years ago that he was working on this, and I'm a big believer that you've got to live a clean life. In my book, The 7-Day Algae Makeover, I talk about all of your environmental chemicals, toxins, you know, dyes, pesticides, etc. These are all triggers of cancers, or I should say carcinogenic, but also other diseases. You know, the book that I wrote was on allergies, and so I believe it really doesn't matter what kind of condition you've got. We have got to take control of our environment and what we put in our body and on our body and even breathe in. Is that what you wrote in your book as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. There is a lot of, you know, education that needs to be done so people can understand what makes them sick, what weakens their immune system, and what they can do about it. Indeed, there are a lot of diseases which have the same root problem, which is this increased pollution that makes us more susceptible to a lot of sickness.
Right, right. And often the sequelae, I mean, the way I look at diseases is that we're all pretty much in the same continuum line here. Cancer being one of the worst, obviously, but you can have allergies, you can have gut problems, you can have headaches, you can have joint pain, all before you end up getting cancer. So it's just another, you know, your body's telling you, giving you information. I'd like to know.
Absolutely.
I'd like to know regarding this book. There's one area that you talk about particularly that people are saying, in fact, the American Cancer Society is saying that we are seeing less in numbers, as you're saying, you're saying that it may be because there's more prevention? You think there's more prevention now?
Well, there are some good public health policies in place. For example, the cessation of smoking. The decline in consumption of cigarettes is credited for being the most important factor in dropping the rate of cancer, at least for lung cancer. There is also more colonoscopies that help the removal of polyps, for example. So those things definitely help, and help if there is cancer to get the disease, to catch it much at an earlier stage, which helps also with getting a more effective treatment. However, the treatments themselves is basically what is provided is basically always the same thing for the past 40 years. It's, we are speaking of chemotherapy, radiotherapy, surgery. They have not evolved a lot for the past 40 years. And even though, you know, the chemicals given through chemotherapies have changed a little bit, they remain very toxic and a lot of side effects. That's why researchers are so interested in seeing if there is some natural things that can work in synergy with chemotherapies. And still continue to work when people develop resistance to chemotherapies.
Mm. You know, in your book, you wrote a little bit about DNA stabilization, or I should say DNA destabilization. Can you explain what that means?
Well, my father, Mirko Belzhansky, is considered the father of environmental medicine because he was the first one to understand how environmental toxins affect our DNA. He made the observation that the two, for whatever kind of cancer, when there is cancer, the two strands of the DNA tend to open and stay open. That's what he called a destabilized DNA compared to a healthy DNA where the two strands of the DNA are nicely interwoven. So environmental toxins, just like carcinogens, slowly, cumulatively, progressively, tend to open the strands of the DNA. And then when the strands are open, the replication hormones are available much faster to the replication sites. And then you have a turnover, which is increased of cells. And as we know, cancer cells do replicate much faster than healthy cells, and that's why you have those tumors that are created.
More with Dr. Suzanne Bennett coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Yes, I'm not kidding. This is really cool. Health IQ can save you up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Now, you have to qualify by taking a Health IQ quiz or other lifestyle quizzes like the Cycling IQ or Running IQ quiz. And you can also get additional savings by submitting actual data such as race results from a 5K that you've run. And Health IQ doesn't just take this info and pass it on to an insurer. They are with you every step of the way, from interest to application through underwriting to the final policy enforcement. It's pretty cool. Now, by being healthy, you not only live a better life, but now you can also pay less for your life insurance. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/wellnessforlife or mention the promo code wellnessforlife when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Once again, check it out at healthiq.com/wellnessforlife. Now back to Dr. Suzanne Bennett.
I understand that he discovered that there were two herbal plant extracts. One's called Pao Perira, right? Perira, is that right?
Yes, Perira, yes.
Perira. And the second is the Ralphovia vomitoria. Can you give us a little information about those two herbs?
My father had the idea that if nature came up with carcinogens, nature had also come up with anti-carcinogens. So he created a test to screen natural compounds and see which one would act like a perfect anti-carcinogen, meaning would do the exact opposite of the environmental toxins, would block the replication of destabilized DNA. And through his screening, he found those two botanicals. The Pauperera is coming from South America. It grows in the tall tree growing in the Amazon forest. And the Revolfia vomitoria comes from West Africa. And both barks with different pathways have rich anti-cancer properties that now have been researched on different kind of cancer cell lines. So research has been done at Columbia University on prostate cancer and at Kansas University Medical Center on ovarian and pancreatic cancer. And we see again and again the same thing, that those botanicals are able to kill cancer cells, are able also to reduce the inflammation, and are also able to work in synergy with different kinds of chemotherapies. So that has been published now, that you can use those herbs in synergy with carboplatin, for example, or which, you know, is very often recommended for ovarian cancer, or with gemcitabine, which is often recommended for pancreatic cancer. And research also has been done at Columbia with desotaxel for prostate cancer. So that's very interesting, because all those chemotherapies have very different kind of molecules, and every time we see a very nice synergy with those botanicals, which can work also by themselves, but they offer a nice synergy, which is very interesting for doctors, of course.
You know, absolutely. The fact that, number one, it may help prevent and stop the DNA destabilization, that's one thing. But you're saying that it, in combination with chemotherapy agents, it potentiates the utilization of that chemo agent, or works better together. That's what you're saying, right? So then,
that's what research shows. Yes, absolutely.
Right. Are they actually are mainstream doctors, do they know about the herbs?
Well, more and more doctors get to know about the research, because, you know, every time that there is conferences, lectures. Of course, very interestingly, now on the website of Sloan Kettering Hospital, they have listed also the Pauperera and the Revolfia vomitoria as herbs of interest, let's say, that with anti-cancer properties. Because
right.
The publications are out there. They just, you know, cannot ignore them.
Well, you know what? Every year, more and more people and doctors get to know more about your herbal formulas. It's all only going to be better for the population, because I believe it's, you know, the cancer is not getting any better. And because our country, as well as the rest of the world, we're just more toxic with chemicals and pollution. It's just going to get worse. You know, I find that they say that our children are going to be sicker than the parents these days, you know,
absolutely. And you see the increase of cancer, the increase of autism, it's terrible. The poor kids have an immature immune system, and they have to fight and try to grow in a sea of pollutants. Absolutely. It's
right.
Terrible.
Right. And, you know, one of the other, I think, problems with cancer and other debilitating diseases is that people don't have the funds, the money for the care, the treatments. Some of these treatments are so expensive. But if there's natural treatments, like herbals, I think this is definitely promising.
It is promising. The problem is that the healthcare system is not created to promote and to support prevention in the first place. It's a sick-centered system, not a health-centered system that we have. And also, drug companies are spending so much money on synthetic molecules, because it is the only thing that they can patent and have a decent return on investment, that will increase the cost of drugs tremendously. With natural formulas, you cannot patent them, so you are not going to make a lot of money with them. So it's very difficult to fund research with them, but also they do not come with a high cost that comes with drug development.
Right. I've had, you know, I've witnessed with my patients so many benefits of both allopathic conventional medicine and in combination, because what I do is basically teach them to live a stronger, healthier life. And in combination with the conventional, they do so much better. So I believe there's definitely, we need both. We just need to do it the right way.
Well, integrative medicine is the combination. There is no reason why rejecting half of the art of medicine. We have, I mean, humankind has developed chemistry since the 18th century, and it has given us a lot of good things. I mean, there have been definitely huge progress made with surgery and imaging and diagnostics and things like that. Why not using all those tools? But that's not it. I mean, we cannot also ignore the body-mind connection, the toxicity of the world, the need to detox our bodies, our minds. All those things are also extremely important.
Absolutely.
Either or, it is both.
Right.
And
I
we
agree.
Have both. Why not using everything we have to try to fight for ourselves?
Absolutely. You know, we talk about, a lot of us, you know, we believe that we can live a healthy life doing what we're doing. And then once we find out we have some type of disease is when we really get into, you know, doing whatever we can. But the key here is to educate young people, especially young people, because, you know, as we get older, that's when we start getting disease. But young people can prevent in the easiest way. I know that you have a website that shares the Beljansky way. Is that what I don't remember what I read it somewhere on your website.
So there is a website of the foundation where all the publications I mentioned are available, and that's www.beljansky.org, BELJANSKI.org. And then there is also a lot of information for people who want to learn more about me, where I am speaking, what I am writing, and the book, of course, upcoming book, is that winningthewaroncancer.com.
That's easy. Beljansky.org, and then winning the war against cancer. On cancer.
Winning the war
on cancer.
On cancer.com, yes.
.com. Yes. Great. Very good. And
and 100% of the proceeds of the sale, I mean, as the author, are going to the Beljansky Foundation. I give the copyright of the book to the Beljansky Foundation. Because I want all the money to go to research.
Right, right. And how long have you been promoting the products, the supplements that anyone can get? Has it been long? Have they been available for a long time?
My father created the formulas back in the 80s. I think so. They have been available actually since the 80s.
And is your company the only company that makes these products?
Dietary supplements cannot be patented, so there are several companies around the world making claiming that they make this kind of extracts. However, the Beljansky Foundation has done is to study the different extracts that were available and see that many of them did not have enough quantity of extracts in the formulas to actually deliver anything. The results of this study is also available on the website of beljanski.org.
Great. You know, the formula that I got for my patient was the one that's called Pro, Ungobel Pro. And those are the ones for doctors, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Great. There was one thing that I also read about in your book, and thank you again for sending me your book. I appreciate it. It was called the Oncotest. Can you explain a little bit about that and tell us where it's available?
So the Oncotest is not commercially available. The Oncotest is a test that my father developed to understand and measure the carcinogenicity of environmental pollutants. And then after that, he used the same test to measure the anti-carcinogenic potential of a number of molecules.
Oh, I gotcha. So it's not something that we can use ourselves. But there are tests out there available. Great Plains Lab is one of them that I use, where you can see how much chemicals and toxins that are in your body.
Yes, absolutely. That's a completely different thing. That's it's not the same thing than testing a molecule and establish whether it is a carcinogen or an anti-carcinogen.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, I want to just mention that you're actually an attorney, isn't that right?
Yes, by trade. In France, not in the States, but in France. Yes, I passed the bar in Paris.
Right. What made you shift to working on health and wellness?
Oh, it is what happened to my father. After he helped former President François Mitterrand to finish his second term and overcome for many years his advanced prostate cancer, there was a political backlash from the French establishment, and they sent a SWAT team to raid his laboratory, and my father was arrested, my mother was arrested. The laboratory was completely, everything was destroyed, the research papers were seized, all the samples, all the raw materials were destroyed, and really that shocked me, because I grew up seeing how those compounds could make a difference and help people, you know, in their lives. So I said, this cannot happen. This belongs to mankind. Something has to be done. I cannot allow those barbarians, the French army, to destroy everything and get away with it. So once in the United States, I decided to try to recreate everything and start all over again with sourcing the botanicals and continuing the research through the Beljanski Foundation.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Sylvia. I so appreciate having you on the show. Really interesting. I'm interested in sharing about this book that's coming out, the Winning the War on Cancer.com, as well as you can get more information about Dr. Beljanski's work on and the work that you're doing, Sylvia, on beljanski.org, BELJANSKI.org. Thank you so much, Sylvia. It was great having you on our show. Okay, so everyone out there, thanks for being part of the Wellness for Life community. And if you enjoy the show, we would love it if you leave us a raving review on iTunes. And don't forget to connect with me on Instagram and Facebook. And if you need help with any personal health issues, I do phone consultations with people all around the world. So just go to my website, drsuzanne.com, for my contact information. Until next time, go out there and live your best life today, full of energy, enthusiasm, and ultimate health and wellness. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on the Wellness for Life show right here on Radio MD. Stay well.